Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
What scenes show up on the highlight reel of your life? What would you do over, and what times would you give anything to never revisit? Think about your best of times with the Reminiscing Witches this week. And now, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl.
Welcome to another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Thank you for coming to our comedy podcast. We are your hosts. Shelley Majors is the Good Witch.
Huddly ho.
Daryl Brown is the Man Witch.
Hey, hey, that's Man Witch with two N's.
And I am your Good Witch, Lisa Brown. Today, did I say Good Witch?
I was trying. I was trying to steal your thunder.
To be professional and it
came this close.
So close.
Okay,
that's how bad she is. She takes other people's props.
It's not even props. I'm taking her persona.
We could have two good witches. That
You're
would be
my
fun.
Special little guy.
Okay, that. Okay.
We'll have two good witches on the positivity program next
this,
week.
That is.
Yeah, we're changing the format totally. We're going just holier than
good.
Thou.
As of today, I am still the bad witch. Not next time, but this time, I am the bad witch, Lisa Brown. Sorry about that. Anyways, today we are going to be talking about the best of times. Times in our life that were great, some that are not so great, but mostly the best of times. Mm-hmm. But before then, Daryl's going to give us a little special intro.
Well, sadly enough, the best of times, I had written this show up already, and then we got very, I can't say unexpected news. I think everybody knew that this was coming sooner or later. Of course, it's going to happen. But after seeing Ozzy just perform a couple of weeks ago, I thought, you know, that now he can retire and take time off and live out the rest of his life, not worrying about touring this and that. And unfortunately, he did pass away yesterday. So this, what was yesterday's date?
22nd.
So when this comes out, you know, he passed away on the 22nd. And oh my God, Facebook was just nothing but a blown up blur of nothing but stuff about Ozzy. Great tributes to him. Everybody, I mean, famous people. Dolly Parton even said she, you know, rest in peace, Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, you know, that's cool stuff. But just one of my most favorite artists. He's the one that kind of, I guess, guided me to liking the kind of music that I liked when I was younger. I loved his persona of, you know, everybody thought he was seriously the walking devil when he wasn't. Ozzy, he was John Osbourne. Off the stage, on stage, he was Ozzy Osbourne. And he even said that in an interview one time. He goes, you know, I'm not, that's, you know, they go, he goes, do you think Alice Cooper is Alice Cooper? It's a show. It's what he does.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Alice Cooper golf? I'm like, he doesn't look like Alice Cooper.
No. And he's amazing. He's he golfs professionally.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I've had a few people that, you know, on Facebook that wrote stuff and, you know, hopefully he repented himself and, you know, gave himself to God. And I'm like, he had already given himself to God. He talks about being a Christian, raised a Christian. You don't, it's all acting, people.
It's an act.
It's an act. Don't take it so seriously. You know, I mean, even when I was into Ozzy when I was younger and stuff like that, Geraldo Rivera did a special about Satan worshiping and this and that. And my mother swore up and down that I was a devil worshiper.
Because of the music you listened to?
Because of the music and Ozzy.
And every other teenage boy
and
in
I was
America.
Like, you know, and I'm like, oh, I wish I was that cool.
Yeah. Well, and all the, you know, I bit the head off a bat and I did this and I did that. That the thing about that was is that that's called drugs, people.
Well, alcohol, drugs. And like you said, people are throwing rubber bats on his. That was a thing to do at Ozzy's shows, were to throw rubber bats up. He thought it was a rubber one. And so, but he didn't see that it was moving around. So when he reached down to pick it up and bit it, the head off it, Sharon goes, it's real, you idiot. And then when he figured out, oh my God, what he's done, you know, I mean,
but who smuggled in a real bat? How do you
No.
People smuggle in fish at hockey games.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, the Predator games, they throw catfish on
and rice.
But like, oh, really?
That's a wedding.
Yay! Yay!
You brought rice in illegally to my event.
I meant to say rats.
Yeah.
Have I mentioned lately I have a brain tumor?
Oh, it does, yeah.
But, you just keep feeding off of that.
It makes for a good excuse.
That you need to change your talking.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, it really did hit hard. Paul, our tech witch, had sent me a little something. He just was out in L.A. And he took a picture of Ozzy's star on the Walk of Fame and stuff. And I looked at that and I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I didn't see the RIP above it until I can focus in. And then I was like, what the hell? So then I did a quick Goog, you know, is Ozzy, did Ozzy pass? And then when it came up, I just.
They updated the star that quickly?
No.
Paul wrote RIP.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm very literal.
No, yeah. Some Paul wrote RIP above it. Yeah. But then it really kind of hit me. But like I told Lisa, you know, I still was kind of like, I'm not getting the, you know, I'm not getting it. So I watched CNN, and they had a big thing about it. But when I watched the BBC news, that's when it was like, wow. I mean, the reporter, there was one gal that was reporting, and she was almost in tears. You know,
he's a national legend over there.
Yes.
Well, he's a legend here, too. And it's so funny because he crosses so many generation lines. You know, our parents knew who he was. Or he was the age of our parents. And then he was a big deal for us, our children. And the thing that's funny is I was doing one of my clients who's 19, I was doing her nails when I got Daryl's text that he died. And I kind of just looked at my phone. I said, oh, no. And she's like, what? And I said, Ozzy died. And she got upset. And so it's just funny that you can, you know, all the way down.
Yes.
The line that's for 50 generations.
Years in the business.
Right.
Yeah.
Whether it's through TV or music or falling in love with your wife or whatever it was that you, he probably, it seemed like to people our parents' age or our age, was the music that you felt bad. You know, you're just like, I'm a rebel and I'm rebelling against my parents and, and doing all of the teenage things. And he was just so relatable. And then for the generation after and the generation after, he's a lovable old lug on TV, right?
Well, yeah.
And then the hilarious Pepsi commercials with the Osmonds. And, you know, he just, like you said, he crossed so many boundary lines and it was so... he became adorable.
Yes.
Isn't that weird
you
to go from
to
something
Ozzy.
So I'm the bad boy and then he just wanted to give him a hug.
Yeah.
Well, and one thing I've seen a lot of it too yesterday was if you think about it, he was the Elvis for our generation. Our parents were devastated when Elvis died, you know, and it was, you know, right around they were the 40s and 50 years old when he passed away, 40 something when he passed away. So, you know, it was, you know, but I can't remember a time in my life without Ozzy.
Right.
Because when I was a kid, my dad would play Black Sabbath.
Oh.
You know, and I'd hear that. He was like, you know, Steppenwolf and Black Sabbath rotation, stuff like that. So I've never had a day in my life really without Ozzy. So except today's my first day without him.
He's the soundtrack of your life.
Yeah.
And so accessible, too, that I think a lot of people who might have been, you know, dad bod, lawn mowing, suburban, whatever, regular dads, that was their guilty pleasure, right?
Yeah.
I think everybody listened to Black Sabbath
was
born
definitely.
In the 40s and 50s and maybe just didn't tell their kids.
Right. Well, it was kind of funny because they were saying they didn't have a blueprint. Black Sabbath and Ozzy later were the blueprint for most of the heavy metal that's out today, like Metallica,
absolutely
everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But their blueprint was... You know, they had the Beatles. They had, you know, the closest thing they said they might have reached out just a little bit to maybe Jimi Hendrix, but they really didn't have much of a blueprint.
Right.
And what they came up with was incredible.
Yeah. I mean, they had the mix between the Sex Pistols and, you know, like all of the British
punk rebellion.
Yeah, punk rebellion plus the wholesomeness of, I mean, not that they were wholesome at all, but they,
but
you know, the
rock.
Boy band kind of thing, putting in a band together with a bunch of guys that, like the Beatles did, you know, and stuff, and made it rock a little
and
harder.
And let's be a little scary.
Ooh, gloom and doom. Yeah.
So scary.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You know, and the poor guy, he went through a lot. He got sued quite a bit, you know, a few different times. People tried to say their kids committed suicide because of the song Suicide Solution. Mm-hmm. And they beat that, like, read the lyrics, folks. He says right there, suicide, you know, what's it all about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you're not coming back. You do this, and it's, you know, it's silly stuff like that. And he's like, don't try and blame me.
Right. It was a cautionary tale. It's a warning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So just going to be, you know, the nice thing about it is the body of the master of the music is gone, but it's always going to have the music there. So anytime you want to get back and reach back to, you know, I feel like I'm a preacher. Anytime you want to get back and reach back, get down deep and listen to some Ozzy.
I remember we've talked about our friend Colleen, a bunch on this show, but I remember she always did everything way before anybody else. And she took a bunch of songs and replaced the songs from Fantasia with metal songs. Mm-hmm. And she had Zombie Stomp to the part with the dinosaurs in Fantasia.
Wow.
And it went perfectly. And she like played, it was funny because she played us the whole thing with the different musics and stuff. And that was like my first, like I knew that Ozzy was in Black Sabbath and I knew Crazy Train, you know, stuff like that. But I didn't really know any of his music until she kind of introduced me to that. And then we had the only time I've seen Ozzy in concert was we were in the fourth row at Red Rocks. I went to go see Slaughter because that was, I was all about the hair bands.
Yeah.
I didn't even care about Ozzy at all. But of course we stayed. That's dumb not to. And just, it was so funny because he was not what I expected on stage at all. He was, I mean, even then.
All the energy running around. And
kind of childlike.
But it was funny because he did run around a lot, but his running around was still like it is today, where it was very, very slow and kind of like he had some kind of a disability.
Yeah, like a poopy diaper.
And he would just, and then he'd just raise his hands.
Yes.
Let me see your fucking hand.
Yeah, and then he would throw water out of a bucket on the audience, which I thought was odd, too.
It was kind of like he was doing the Harlem Globetrotters thing.
Yeah, where he would be like, I'm going to do it. And stuff. And it was, and just my 19-year-old self was like, don't get my hair wet, dude. And stuff. But yeah,
it took much work.
Slaughter's
just about to come out.
Slaughter opened up. Yeah, I was good by then. I'm like, and stuff. But I'm really glad that I was able to see him. I'm glad that my husband was so into him, so I was able to appreciate his music more, because when Daryl's on something, that sound like it was drugs, but when he's obsessive. On, a musical kick, he plays it over, and especially when a new album comes out, and then I hear it over and over, and some of the songs I'm just, again, glad that I got to hear because of him.
Yeah. Well, like, I was telling Lisa last night, some other friends of mine were chiming in on stuff and posting pictures. Well, I got to meet Ozzy, and we were waiting in line to meet him. And I, at the time, I had this jean jacket that had mainly Motley Crue and Ozzy patches all over and stuff. And, you know, of course, I had to have my shirt jacket off, and so everybody could see my Motley Crue tattoo and stuff. Well, this guy comes over and he goes, "Hey, I like that tattoo and stuff." He goes, "And your jacket, would you mind if I took a couple of pictures of you? You know, holding the jacket up and then pictures of your tattoo and stuff." I said, "No, not a problem. So he does this. I wasn't, you know, none the wiser. He goes, "Are you over 18? I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Okay, well, I just need you to sign this release for me to use these pictures if I ever do, you know."
Did they steal your baby?
It was Mark Weiss. That was Ozzy's photographer. He's famous. I mean, he's been a photographer for many, many people. But he did do a book. I've never known if I was in that book or not. I should ask my friend Dave Stremmel. I'm sure he has it. But he posted some pictures. But when I got up to meet Ozzy, you know, I handed him my record and everything, and he's, "Well, how are you doing that?" And I he was Indian.
He was my dad?
So he was sending smoke signals. I'm like, "Hey, that's my record, bro." No. So I went to go take a picture, and the guards, his security guards, go, "No pictures at this point." And Mark Weiss goes, "He's okay. Let him have one."
Whoa.
So I was so nervous. And this, I had a 35 millimeter camera, you know, so I'm sitting there. The picture's kind of blurry. I'm like, damn it.
Because it was shaking so bad.
Of course, what a memory.
I'm right there and everything. But the thing that got me the most was when I looked down at his hand and I seen the tattoo Ozzy on his hand.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're like, it's really him.
I mean, I was like, I freaking girly fanboyed out, like, "Oh, yeah, it's Ozzy." Yeah, but yeah.
Legend.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
But it was really cool. Me and Tom Crowberry went that day.
What was the venue?
It was the one that was right inside the little over by the Westminster Mall, that the soundtrack? No,
okay.
Warehouse? No, what was that?
Disc jockey?
No, I was outside of
standing.
Over, yeah, like on the other side where the Dairy Queen and all that stuff is,
I think that was a soundtrack.
I think perhaps. You're right. Soundtrack or Sound Warehouse.
Exciting.
But yeah, I mean,
18-year-old Daryl.
It was pouring like hell, and we're standing outside. And I kind of same thing, because that's back when I used to have my hair like up, and I'm like, so I had my jacket like this going in and had my record up my shirt.
Would Ozzy have been about 38? Is he... 22 years older than you?
Yeah. No,
he would have been almost 40.
18 years older than you.
So he would have been only 36.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
He's my kid's age when I met him.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
What a treasure.
Yeah, it was something. But like I said, you know, just always, those are some of the good memories. And kind of goes with our show today. Yeah. That's why, I mean, he died at the right time so we could, you know, bring him on this.
Right. No.
But.
And do we know anything? I'm sure you guys do because you're a bigger fan than I am and did more research. But what is the love story with him and Sharon? Were they friends first or how did they meet?
Her dad was the manager of Black Sabbath.
Oh.
And he's one of the reasons that Ozzy got fired from Black Sabbath.
Oh.
Ozzy was married before Sharon.
Yeah.
Okay. And he had two boys.
He's got two kids before Sharon. Yeah.
Oh, before Jack and Diane.
And Jack and Diane. Here's a little ditty I'd like to tell you about that. He has an oldest daughter, Amy.
Okay.
With Sharon.
Okay.
And stuff. She always wanted to see out of the limelight. And then he had Jack Kelly. And Kelly.
Kelly.
Yep. But... he was married to her, fell in love with Sharon, broke up with his wife, married Sharon, and I guess Sharon ended up taking over because his dad, he didn't have a good relationship with the dad. He got fired out of Black Sabbath.
Yes.
And she took over.
They watched out for each other.
Yeah, her dad told her, she goes, you're picking up on a loser. And she goes, no, there's something I see in him. Isn't within what she's seen, you know?
Yeah.
And they talk about it. You know, they didn't have the best marriage. I mean, he tried to kill her a couple of times. He used to sit there when he'd be drinking and stuff. He goes, you know, you're going to die tonight. I'm going to kill you. And she'd be like, okay, you know.
Have but another. He cheated and, you know. Well, but, you know, life is life. The day,
they were still together.
And they were happy.
They separated for about almost a year. Mm-hmm. I think it was in 2006. And then they said, or 2017, yeah, somewhere. But they got back together, renewed their vows and everything. And after that, he's just like, you know, I don't know why I'm doing this, but you're the person that is always taking care of me.
Yeah, what are
you
we
know,
doing?
So.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, the fans don't know, but or listeners, I should say, they might not like us at all.
They were like Howard Stern. They just listened to like make fun of us.
But me and the Good Witch and the Man Witch, we don't always talk on a daily basis. You know, everybody's working and busy and all the other things. But we were kind of united by Ozzy's passing yesterday. And I went to my garage where I moved all of these signed stuff from when I worked at the music store in the early 90s a million times. So I ended up throwing most of them out last night because they were water damaged and I couldn't, you know, steal them apart. And they were all... B-list, C-list musicians. Well, anyway, we would always get free tickets to things. And one of my people that worked there, one of my coworkers, there was only five of us, David Davidson, he went to the Ozzy Osbourne show because I was too new. I didn't get the tickets, but he had something signed for me. So anyway, I was in the garage digging for it last night, and I sent Lisa and Daryl my signed copy of my Britney Fox poster.
And you couldn't find it?
I couldn't find the Ozzy one. And but he did have it signed to me and said Shelley on it, misspelled, I believe. And that and a little Wang Chung something. So they all went in the trash. But
you kept the Britney Fox thing, didn't you?
No.
At the good school.
No, but Daryl had his tickets and his signed little poster up framed, and it looks beautiful. So go to our page to see
that. Yeah, it was the album that he signed that day that I got to meet him.
Damn. Which album was it? Was it Bark at the Moon or Howl at the
Blizzard
Moon?
Blizzard of Oz.
Blizzard of Oz. Is there a Howl at the Moon?
I don't know. Bark at the Moon. Yeah.
Howl at the Moon.
Thing about it is on the ticket stuff, Amanda even, you know, I put it up and I said, focus in on this. My ticket was 14 something.
14.
And
oh,
I was in the AAA section, you know, in the good, you know, at McNichols.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so funny. Cool.
What
a
treat.
Get to see. And then the next time I seen him was at Red Rocks with Pantera. And I don't even remember that show. I was so ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, what a great tribute, Daryl.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Well, rest easy. Ozzy.
Prince of Darkness.
Yeah. Or raise hell. Do
or
what you want.
Don't waste it all. Do what you got to do because you've always done whatever you wanted to do.
Raise a little hell tonight in heaven. I know that's for sure.
Yeah. And we will be back with our meat.
All right.
Bat meat.
Bat meat.
Middle entertainment. Bat meat. Hey everybody, welcome back. Their witches are here and they have been kind of sentimental lately. Not just because of Ozzy, but there's just so many good memories. And I think in this day and age with, you know, Facebook and Instagram and all these social things, I've been getting more nostalgic memes and stuff than ever. Have you guys? Kind of like so Brian sent me one today that was like, you can smell this picture sort of thing, but it had strawberry shortcake and an 80s lunchbox and fruit stripe gum and Love's Baby Soft and all of these wonderful smells from our childhood. And anyway, Daryl thought of this show, but I thought a lot of that stuff would go along with it because we're talking about the best of times, right?
Yes.
The best times of our lives. Like, you know, not the shitty ones.
Right. Right. So what do you guys, I mean, like if you were to somebody to say, when was the best time of your life that you can remember? What would be your best of times?
And I'm talking, I'm throwing in here. This,
yeah.
Like, you're on your deathbed, and you're, like, on a bunch of drugs, Dilaudid or whatever, and the movie of your life is flashing through, and you've only got 60 seconds or something. What moments are going to be on there?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
As I know, for me, the first one that I think of is playing with my cousins in Georgia and in Haxton as a little kid, and fireflies and farm stuff, not a care in the world. I didn't know about, John Wayne Gacy. I didn't know any of that shit. We just rode our bikes and had fun and played tickle games, and everything was innocent and adorable. And that would be my number one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mine's in the same line as that. Luckily I grew up with the Tech Witch.
Yeah.
And when we were young, we grew up at a time too where I could wake up in the morning, skip even seeing family, breakfast, anything, get dressed, cruise out my backyard and catty corner. He lived catty corner from me across an alley and get over to his house so we could spend the day playing the whole day. I knew I was going to get fed at the Romero house because his grandma always fed the little white boys around the neighborhood.
Oh, I bet it was so
but
good.
No, that's one of my, you know, like one of my first memories of, you know, favorite memories, best of times, was hanging out with the Tech Witch when I was a kid.
And you had no idea how good it was until all the other crap happened.
Like you said, we would walk all over that neighborhood, up and down alleys, and we didn't know anything about somebody snatching you.
Nope.
How about you, Leek?
I did not have the same experience. Without, you know, I know my mom listens to this, so I don't want to like throw her under the bus or anything. But when I was younger, my parents fought a lot. Mm-hmm. And so my dad was a big drinker, so he would come home drunk. They'd get in a fight. She'd pick us up and take us to a hotel or something, the Bugs Bunny Motel, or one of her friends' houses, and this and that. And those memories are literally the ones that still give me a stomach ache. Like, remember when you were a kid and something happened and your stomach was just hurting because you knew that there was dread,
anxiety, dread.
So I wouldn't say my childhood is bad. I don't want to say that because I loved, my parents did a lot of really cool things too and stuff like that. But if I'm going to go to the best of times for me, first of all, the first thing I wrote is now ? Because I'm really, really happy with the way I'm finally, except for financially, I'm finally exactly where I want to be. Mm-hmm. I like my house. I like myself. If I could have maybe a couple thousand more a month, life would be I couldn't even.
You want some wiggle room.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to go on more vacations, blah, blah, blah. But that not being happening right now or whatever and stuff, I'm really, really super happy with not going out all the time, not having to go to bars, not going out to restaurants because my husband's an amazing cook.
Yeah.
Just sitting on the couch watching shows with my husband.
And no FOMO.
And I used to FOMO so bad.
The hardest. You were FOMOing before FOMO was.
What's FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
Oh.
So I never wanted to go anywhere, but I was
with the mouth. Oh, you're FOMOing.
I have FOMO coming out my mouth.
Okay.
But my friends would all go out and I never wanted to go because I hated walking into a party and thinking people were judging me and overthinking everything and this and that. But then I was also so afraid that I'd miss out on something. Mm-hmm. So it was like such an internal struggle with me. So yeah, I'm just glad that I don't have to do that. Also, one of my favorite times in my whole life was when Daryl and I were being groupies for the Exes.
Oh,
and we followed them around all of Colorado. Oh,
they played a couple, three different spots here in Colorado with the Springs or Aurora and someplace else. Yeah, but yeah.
And it was so fun. And we had enough money to drive to different places and stay at hotels. And just, we'd always get the backstage passes and be able to watch them practice and all that stuff, and I knew all the songs, and it was just so fun.
It was funny because I'm really good friends with Scotty and have become really good friends with Freddie, the bass guitarist, but my buddy Scotty's the lead singer, and they were coming into town, and it was one time when we were going to be in Dillon, and I said, dude, I said, man, I'm bummed we're not going to be there and stuff. He goes, you've seen us plenty.
Oh my
God. You guys not have a dog at the time, or grandkids or kids to watch?
That's a really good question.
Maybe you just had a little bit more freedom.
We had dogs, but that's back when mom would watch them.
We did. Yeah, we didn't. No, because it was before. I don't think we had dogs.
No, you might be right. Before Tila.
Yeah, because this was right before Caden was born.
Okay,
and
so
19,
you're right. Yeah,
because
I didn't get Tila until after Caden was born.
Yeah,
because right.
I remember that we were Shannon. It was the before
during
cell phones
time.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean when everybody had cell phones, like really, really cell phones,
right.
Like we do now, and we kept having to call Shannon and let her know where we were or at the hotel we were at, so. If she went into labor, we can run back.
We didn't have one of those brick phones, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that's fabulous.
Any those were my best.
Those are great ones. And can I jump on your little thing there?
Mm-hmm.
So back when I first met Lisa and everything, when she couldn't stand me, whatever. But regardless, you guys know that story. But when we got to the point where I wasn't a bar goer. And I, you know, didn't like going out. I worked weird hours. I worked, you know, like a swing shift and then sometimes the graveyard, blah, 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 this and that. But it got to a point where I asked her one night, I said, can we just chill and watch a movie or something? And ever since then, that's how our life has gone. I mean, mm-hmm. we've just become the chill people together.
Well, it was funny because I went from not liking him at all to being freaking head over heels. So when he's like, you know, do you mind just coming over and watch a movie? I'm like, oh, God, I can't.
She showed up because her mom had a video store with a, we can watch, what do you want to watch?
Exactly.
Here's a bunch of movies, let's go. Yeah.
But no, I mean, and that's one thing that's so funny. It's still to this day, and that I have to add that to one of my most favorite things, is we do. We've got multiple shows. And we play this little game. I'll go, what do you want? She goes, you pick first. So I'll pick one. Then, okay, you pick. So we'll sit there and, God, people don't puke, but we're that cute.
Yeah, well.
That's pretty precious.
It is disgusting. But the only thing, let me, because I always have to preface that with, so we play this game where, because, you know, now there's so many streaming channels. There's so many things to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So Daryl will put, like, in a hat, like, five things that I want to watch and five things that he wants to watch. And then Daryl picks one. And then if it's mine, he throws it out and picks another one.
Bullshit.
So, why would you lie about that?
Have you watched Grey's Anatomy?
I didn't know that was in the hat.
Oh, shut up.
It's been in the hat.
It's been in the hat since how many?
What's Grey's Anatomy? Is it a TV show?
Yes.
Don't dig your way out. This is the listener's
time. What's the other one, the gray one? Oh, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh,
that's gross.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Anywho.
We're adults. One of mine is, if I could go back, and this would definitely be in my Before I Die reel, is when I first met all of my girlfriends in Colorado. There was really fun times with Trish and Amanda in Georgia, too, because we would, like, hang out by Trish's pool, and that was great.
Ooh.
But for Colorado times, we did so much for so little for so long, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we were just really creative, and we didn't have all of the the tools that you have now. We didn't Photoshop shit, but we took tons of pictures. We did game shows. We recorded everything. When we had a VCR or like a video recorder, mm-hmm. we would choreograph stuff, dance out songs. We lip synced. Every day was a fucking talent show.
We got to dig and some of those up.
Oh, it was so fun.
Well,
oh,
the thing that's funny about that is that was when we were little kids. But when we became old enough to drink and go out to the bar, my mom always had a video camera because she had a video store and she just let me take the big old clunky camera mm-hmm. or whatever. Yes. And one time, Shayla had her own apartment, or it was Dara. I can't remember, but it was at Apple Creek.
Yeah, they both lived there at one time.
And we went over to their house to get ready. And all of us were like changing into different outfits to go out to go to the bar. And we started doing improv and never left the house.
We never left the
house.
Funny thing is,
so dressed
up.
And
we all looked gorgeous.
Yes.
I've seen these videos, guys. And the best thing I love about it, our friend Julie is just sitting there in the same outfit the whole time going, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Which is the opposite of what she normally does.
Yeah.
I've seen her floor. She changes her outfit 7 times on a
regular
day.
We're like, we're not going to go out no matter what because we just didn't care. Yeah. But you guys were like, well, after this is done, we'll go out. And then it ended up being like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
That was really fun, though, you know?
We were playing games.
It's cool that you have them on video, but you know, that's the only way you can recapture that. Mm-hmm. But no, just great times like that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It seemed like every incarnation that came out of the bedroom in that apartment was like bigger, more sparkly.
Yeah.
We all were kind of going more Dolly Parton by the end of the thing. Just like our nails were longer, our hair was bigger, we had more makeup. Go?
The camera lens.
Laddies.
Okay.
The camera lens was full of Aquanet by the end of the night. You couldn't see anything.
Laddies times were really fun.
Oh my
too.
God. Let's the funnest. The funnest. Okay. Any live music with you guys?
Yes.
Yes. So is there somewhere that you guys like have been where you never thought that you would have, like when you were like younger, you're like, I'll never be able to go there, but you did.
I know we've said it before, but like even looking back in magazines, you know, when you're a kid, you look at, you know, stuff mm-hmm. and you're like, God, you know, Hawaii, this and that. But seriously, going to St. Thomas was my, mm-hmm. my biggest dream. And, you know, I never thought I'd leave the country.
Right.
Ever.
Me too. Yeah.
I never did. And we've done it a few different times. So that's another thing that me and my wife enjoy is travel. But we've gone a couple of different times on cruises to some of the most beautiful places.
Yeah.
But yeah, St. Thomas would have to be the one that I'd be like, I never thought I'd be able to see something like that. But when you took me to, Orlando's Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Disney World.
Disney World. This is kind of funky. Okay, we're on this little ferry boat going over, and all of a sudden you can see the big castle or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. It blew my mind. I got teared up. I'm like, I never thought I'd see this.
Yeah. They are so good at it. They really created a Magic Kingdom on 5.
Yeah. You know? And when you're a kid, you see that on TV mm-hmm. and stuff, but mm-hmm. it's not going to be you.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was it was my 50th birthday, wasn't it?
No, was after that, but it was like 52.
But still, it's so many ago.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know what his personal life was like, or if he was a Nazi, or if any of those things are true, or if he's cryogenically frozen.
Right.
Walt Disney has to be the most creative mortal
mm-hmm.
yeah.
to make so many people feel that magic
yeah.
and to have the limitless imagination to come up with that. It just truly wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, and just like there's so many, and to encompass like so many different things, like me being very dark humored mm-hmm. and not even dark everything
right.
and stuff that they have a niche where I like the villains. You
right.
know, I love Maleficent and the Evil Queen and stuff like that. And then like, whereas Daryl, I didn't think that he would care that much about going to the Magic Kingdom. And I know now that he was excited about seeing it and stuff, but going there, and that was the other thing too, is like I wanted to experience it all. So I was like, oh, I can't wait for the parades, but I was like, he will not sit there and just watch a parade. I know my husband. And this parade went by and he goes, what's that? And I go, oh, they have little parades all during, you know, the whole time you're here. And he goes, it's poo. It's poo. Is that a poo parade?
It's like get booked.
He started running because I didn't know he loved Winnie the Pooh so much.
I got to see Piglet, Winnie the Pooh. Tigger was there.
It was like a poo parade.
She goes, like, I left her in the dust. I took off booking.
I think I peed a little because, like, I was running after him. And if you're a girl, you'll understand this. If you misstep sometimes after 50, you'll kind of little pee a little.
Sure.
And stuff. I fell off like a step, and I was like, oh God. And stuff. Luckily, I had a different pair of pants. But anyways, it was because I was running after my husband.
Yes. Yeah. And if you're a new listener, all of our shows are about pissing yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, after 50, that's all we do.
That's all we do.
So perfect.
To that end,
wanted to say that I also never thought I like being able to say I went to Haiti.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know why. That's just
so yeah. cool.
Well, so exotic.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Totally different
and
country.
The Haitian people are very, very nice.
They are.
I remember where I was as a little girl, and I was on the front lawn of our house in Georgia when I learned what Hawaii was.
Oh.
And, you know, just learning the states or whatever. I don't know why somebody was talking about it. And we were, you know, your regular middle class, kind of semi-rural, suburban family in the South. Anyway, I don't know if I saw it on TV or how I found out about it, but I remember thinking that it was the dark side of the moon. Mm-hmm. There's no way I'll ever make it there. Mm-hmm. That's only what rich people did. Same with, do you guys remember, it was a big deal when we were kids, Acapulco.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, you will never make it there. You're just a regular person.
Because I think the Love Boat went to Acapulco.
I think that's what it was, too. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, it looks so magical.
Yeah.
But I've been 3 times to Hawaii.
To Acapulco?
No, I've never been to Acapulco. I think it's a kind of a drug den now.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm afraid of it. But mm-hmm. And all 3 times to Oahu, but once with my good friend, our good friend Karen, mm-hmm. and her aunties and uncle, and that was really cool. We got to stay at their house. And once we got to stay at Corinna's house, she was a traveling nurse that lived out there.
That's right.
And she got to show us all these amazing locals things and these deserted beaches that we had all to ourselves.
Nice.
And then once with a guy that I dated for 5 minutes.
And I've heard that story.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a friend of a friend. And he flew me out there and I stayed with him for a short time over my birthday 1 year. And it was very lonely and strange and sad. But I got to tour the island by myself and see the Mormon Tabernacle Church and all this other stuff. Anyway, so that one, I was like, that will never happen. And it's happened 3 times.
Oh,
I
wow.
also thought I would never get to go to Europe. And I think it was, I can't remember the name of the airline, but they started flying from Denver. Because when we're kids, not only is it like cripplingly expensive, mm-hmm. but also impossible. You know, there's just, you can't get enough gas in a plane mm-hmm. to fly from Denver. And
you can't get enough gas in a car either to get to Europe. That's the weird part.
Blah, 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 blah. But, so anyway, when London started flying, whoever it was, started flying to London, I surprised Travis. And it was very affordable. I think it was $400 a person or something.
Oh, wow.
I think it was like an intro deal. They had created these new planes that could make it from yada, yada. If I'm making that up, that's a possibility. But I think you can fly straight to London, Iceland, all these places now from Denver.
Oh, cool.
Maybe we flew somewhere else first. Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is we could afford it. We did it. We did Iceland. Nope. Lies. Amsterdam, Ireland, and London.
Nice.
There was many, many terrible things on that trip, but I was there. But there was a cruise ship. Oh, we went to Amsterdam. But
what happened in Amsterdam?
Planes, trains. Oh, my God. Planes, trains, and automobiles. So then that was in January of 2019. In October of 2019, I got an opportunity with work to go again. And so I got to go to Italy. And then I did the French Riviera with my work wife. And we paid for all the extra stuff, the helicopter ride to Monaco.
Oh, yeah.
Brag much. And and it was really a lovely, lovely experience. But if it hadn't been for that introductory flight thing and obviously the work thing, I just thought I'd never see it.
Yeah.
You know? And then I got to go to Greece shortly thereafter. And that was that was like Groupon shit. Mm-hmm. Shayla found us a really good deal. Mm-hmm. But anyway, don't ever think anything is out of your grasp.
Right.
I gotta get a better boss. I swear to God.
Oh my God, you have to spend so much money with Shamrock to get sent to Italy. But in any case, that's my braggy answer to your question.
Nice.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Has there been anything that you've done that you never thought that you would do? Like, let me preface that. Well, mine is, I never thought I would do indoor skydiving.
Oh, and yeah, that's really fun. Cool. That was yeah, crazy.
I haven't done that. That looked so cool.
It's really fun. It's harder than you would think.
Yeah.
And I'm really afraid of heights. So the mm-hmm. fact that I even did it for me was weird
yeah.
and stuff. But I'm glad I did it. I never thought I would do it. And I did. And that
would you do it again?
Maybe not. I don't know. At this age, I feel like I break easily.
Sure.
And I would be afraid that I would break something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's a healthy fear.
If I wasn't so fragile, yeah. I might do it. I'm not afraid of the height part of it anymore. I'm just afraid.
Well, they kind of hold yeah. it. It was funny because yeah. it was that the blah, 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 that's all. No. She got me that for a birthday present mm-hmm. 1 year and, we did the indoor skydiving and, remember, I ate shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the guy goes, you know, you just the slightest little movement of hands.
Yeah.
The air will. And I was like,
make
this.
Make you go up and down.
Like this. And I did something like this. And I went, and he was kind of like doing this, but I went,
your hands are like a rudder.
Yeah. Yeah. I went into the wall and mm-hmm. down. And the guy's like, oh, God, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, well, just keep your hands straight.
Should I go? I want to go.
It's yeah. fun. It was really it. Fun. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I am too dumb to be afraid of anything. Mm-hmm. And so I've ziplined, I've skydived, I've done all the things. But I have never been on a cruise. And the older I get, the more scared I get of cruising because of sex trafficking and all that. I don't think they're going to kidnap me. Mm. But, I mean, you're on open international waters. There's no laws. It's a wild, wild west. You could be missing. Nobody would ever know, and except for whoever you came with.
Mm-hmm. And, safety in numbers.
And also, I hardly ever watch the Trainwreck series on Netflix, but the Poop Cruise.
I want to
oh,
see
Oh, yeah.
That.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Is that something I'm ever going to do? I don't know.
I
want to go again. It's so fun.
You guys have been on several, right?
No, three or four?
Two.
Oh.
Just two.
Just like, two.
You've been to so many ports.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, I've never been scared. I'm not scared of open water. Daryl was a little bit scared at first. We've talked about that, but now he's not. I'm never thought
of. No, I'm infatuated
of,
with it.
Right.
Yes.
And I've never thought of sex trafficking whatsoever. I've always been told that if, like, they're not going to obviously take you off the boat, but when you do excursions at different places, just book it with the cruise line as opposed to a third person.
Yeah,
because you're kind of insured then in
Absolutely.
A way.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and also
they account for you.
Well, yeah, and the cruise can't leave without you. If you go with a third company,
you.
If you don't get back in time, that's
they're
on you.
Hasta la vista.
So yeah, I don't think it's really not scary at all, and it's so much wonderful food, and there's always something to do,
mm-hmm.
and it's just lovely. So. So, yeah, I really liked it.
So when you booked your favorite one, the mm-hmm. snorkeling one, that one time, was that with the cruise line?
Yeah. I've never not booked an excursion with the cruise
gotcha.
Line. So gotcha. every excursion we've went to, although the snorkeling was not my favorite. It was Daryl's.
Okay. Do they charge to take a picture with Gopher?
He's a senator, he is actually asking for money for his...
And if you can sing the words to He's So Shy, you can have a drink with
Shy. You can have a drink with Isaac.
Oh, gosh. What's your show? What's your one thing?
I think I just did it.
Okay.
Oh, did I just do it?
Anywhere?
I'm a, you know, one thing, like, I've never been, like, starstruck or mm-hmm. anything like that. But like I said earlier, meeting Ozzy, that's something that was, you know, excellent. You know, on my, always going to be in my memory of the biggest things. But... to be able to meet three NHL Hall of Famers at one time, still to this day, ranks as the highest thing, you know, because I'm a hockey fan. But I got to meet Patrick Waugh, Joe Sakic, and Adam Foote at the same time.
Fucking amazing.
Take pictures with them. My wife, we've said it before, she groped Patrick Waugh's ass, which was great, which helped me get an autograph because I'm like, he felt like he owed me a little something. Like, hey, I guess she's groping me. I owe you a little something. But, and, you know, just something like that. I remember my mom was just like enamored.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't believe that. She goes, do you realize what you just did? And it'll never happen again.
No. Yeah.
You know, that they will never be that many in one room at one time. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you go to something that's that big. But we didn't have to pay for it. So.
Yeah. Living legends.
Yeah.
What an experience.
So that's probably one of the biggest sports-wise things, this and that. I don't know if you guys remember who Otis Armstrong was. He played for the Denver Broncos. He was my favorite running back. Well, when he retired... they were doing something at Mile High Stadium for him, the old Mile High Stadium, and were my brother-in-law had season tickets. They were like on an aisle side, and he came walking down, and he stopped right next to me. And I looked over, and he, you know, smiles, and, hey, how you doing? And I looked at my brother, and I mean, I was just a young, I think I was only like maybe 12, 13 years old at the time. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's right there, you know?
That's even better.
Yeah.
And they're larger
stuff like
than
that
life.
It's pretty cool. But, yeah, I'd have to say that, meeting those three legends at one time and actually getting a picture with them. And then my wife, of course, groping the Mr. Waugh's butt.
If great only story. I could have groped some more. What time in your life, in what time would you wish you could go back to?
I loved the 80s.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Just in childhood in general, but also the pop culture was so interesting and bright and colorful. Mm-hmm. And we were doing, everybody, I think, was trying so hard to just be fun and not think about it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was so superficial and fluffy. And for being that age, I think maybe as a parent, it would have been harder. Maybe as an infant, it would have been harder. At the age we were at, it was fucking great.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
I've thought about this a lot, and I, being a father of five kids, but if I could, one of the most craziest events that ever happened in my life was when Shannon was born.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And just remembering that, and just the miracle of life, this and that. And, you know, like I said, I was 15 years old.
And
I
didn't, being the first mm-hmm. child.
Child, yeah. Mm-hmm. And everything. And then being able to repeat that over and over again with my other kids. I got to be in the room when they were born, cut their umbilical cords. Just the most amazing thing. Seeing my kids born is the most amazing thing to me. And that's irreplaceable. That's the most amazing thing that could ever happen in my life.
I think that I was thinking about times that I took a little bit for granted when they were happening.
Oh.
And I feel like because I don't have the relationship with my grandson the way that I was hoping that would happen. Or, I mean, I get that he's now almost 19 and he has a full-time job and he works 7 days a week and blah, 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 blah. But I feel like I took for granted the times that he was little and the times where he was like, Lala, sit down and foy with me and stuff. And the, you know, where you, I mean, I don't think as a grandparent, I don't think I blew him off that much. I do know that it was part of the time where I was at my biggest. So if I sat down and played with him, it was harder to get up off the floor and stuff. And so I was, you know, but I really, really, really wish that I could go back to that and have more time with him. Or,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but like, and did things differently during COVID now that we know better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where we didn't stay away from the kids as much and didn't, I feel like it kind of wrecked our relationship with some of the kids because it was so long, the grandkids, that is, that we got to see them. So
that is a great example. And the COVID thing. That's a great example. And it's also, if I could go back, I'd be more pissed. Because I think that we were all just getting bombarded with terrible information or misinformation. And they were keeping people apart and ruining families and relationships and all the other things.
I'm not sure.
I'd be furious.
I'm not sure how we could have done it better. Better.
I think I would just do more research and be more honest. And I would blow some things off. Yes, I think it was a real virus. I do think it was planted. We could go on and on about all this shit. But the people that created that situation have not been held accountable.
Uh-huh.
And also, I'm furious that there are people that I don't know. I got off awesome. 2020 was great.
Mm-hmm. Us too. I mean,
we had the house and we were healthy and our parents were okay and, you know, all of that stuff. And so we were mentally fine. But people that had to have their child on their own or say goodbye to their parent through glass
video.
If you're a lion, that's
if you smoke a lot of weed.
Exactly. Uh-huh. But, you know, having your first kid all by yourself, they won't let your husband in the room or saying goodbye to your mom or your grandparent through glass or on a fucking Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Those people need to be held accountable. So I think if I'm not getting on a platform about fucking anything, mm-hmm. but you brought it up. And I think that if I could go back to COVID, I would act a little differently. And I would be more angry about how they treated restaurants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got so much grief for it's like, oh, well, you need a vaccination card or you need a mask to get in or you needed this. And it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible for so many people that lost their livelihoods and their relationships or whatever. I didn't mean to make this about me, but I'm sorry that happened with your family, that you were kept apart by something that probably was unnecessary, you know, with everybody being so young and healthy in your world.
And again, I mean, like you said, that I would have researched it more. The problem was, is there was no research.
You're right. You're right.
And we didn't know. This is something, again, if it happens again, we will be more, and I think more people are, because like a lot of people now are like, fuck vaccinations. And I got all of my COVID. I got my first two rounds of COVID shots.
Right.
I got really, really sick with my second one. Yep. I never did a third.
Yep.
So I get it. I get if you don't want to do it and stuff. But
we were doing what we thought was right.
Exactly.
We wanted to keep our families healthy.
Exactly.
Of course we were.
Okay. So.
I personally enjoyed every part of it because there was no fucking traffic.
What? No traffic was great.
We actually did very well financially, even though I couldn't work because I did nails.
I don't know.
You did sell a lot of clothes because everybody wanted their comfy clothes for their COVID.
Everybody was staying home in leggings and stuff. I'm like, you got it.
Yeah, we all got chubby.
Yeah.
But I get that you'd want to spend more time with your grandkids.
And I just wanted to say one thing too. I don't want to sound like it's all about my kids, but I also, when you said that, I also was able to see three of my grandkids be born.
Oh, yeah.
And cut their umbilical cords. Mm-hmm. So it add up to eight kids in my on my tally of people.
Yeah.
that would help bring it to this life.
You should just go up to some hospitals, just ask
for I wish I could. Well, when Shannon was she was born in Brighton Community Hospital, I was walking around. I'm like, seriously, I was like, can I see another one born? That was pretty cool.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there like a moment in time or like a week or an era that you'd like to go back to? Mm. Or did we already cover that?
Well, yes and no, but I didn't say this on the first thing about best of times or like what would be in my reel at the end of my days, but it was such an honor and a gift to take care of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And she was a great roommate and she was a lot of fun. And I learned so much from her about everything. I just wish there was more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your mom was a hoot, man. She had both your parents had great sense of humor.
Oh,
they had you. That's how they put up with each other for as long as they did.
They were rascals. 60 years.
Yes. That's a beautiful story. 60 years of that. And no, seriously, God bless them both. And they turned out some awesome kids for sure.
Yeah. They
you guys,
definitely
your,
do
your
that.
Brothers
I'm
are
not
just.
Worried about, I'm a little worried about that Michael character.
Well, you know, at this point, can we change him?
Mr. Fact Checker over here.
Oh, my God. My brothers are so awesome. I saw Mike for some business stuff. My printer doesn't work, whatever. So I go and see him for office work. He's my secretary. And he just takes care of business. He has seven kids and a full-time job. He volunteers full-time for the Knights of Columbus. And remember how he had really short hair and then a really long beard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he switched them.
Oh.
Like the Playboy barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
So now he has kind of longer hair on the top and a trimmed up beard.
What?
He looks very handsome.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That guy reinvented himself all the time, I tell you.
He's like Madonna.
Oh my gosh, we're just going to have highlights and a pierced ear next.
Yeah. What's that in your nose? Oh, that's more.
Got a septum.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I just, every time I go on vacation, I wish that I would have, just
done more or less.
Yeah. Just like, not done more, but like just taken it in more and appreciate it. I guess maybe I feel like I don't appreciate things that I should. I don't know why that is, but
it could be travel anxiety. Cruises maybe. Seem like a lot of moving parts to me until you get there.
Yeah.
Is that part of
that's
it?
That's true. But yeah, no, it's not just cruises. It's every vacation. I just feel like. I just am stressed a lot. I'd love to vacay and stuff, but I just feel like I get stressed and this and that, and I just wish that I could go back to enjoy it a bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heck, I'd head back to old Nolens and hop in bed with you three.
Oh, perfect.
Save the date.
Yeah. I wish I could. Frontier, if you're listening, you suck. Yeah, long story. Ask me about that sometime. Is there a time in your life that you would have wanted just to skip altogether?
That part where all the girls in high school wanted to beat me up.
Oh, yeah.
I was really skinny. And I was constantly, I thought I was fucking all their boyfriends and I was just making out with them. I don't even know that anybody had a boyfriend if I ever kissed him. But anyway, they didn't want to hear the explanation. And there, it just seemed like there were a couple of times at school where it was really stressful.
It was very bully-y.
There was bully stuff before cyberbullying. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just wanted everybody to like me. Now I don't care.
Yeah.
But, I just thought that I was going to get my dick kicked in.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the only one I can think of. I've loved almost all the rest of it.
I couldn't even protect you because I never went to school.
Right. There was also some times where it was very hard to watch Travis self-destruct. Mm-hmm. That I guess I wouldn't want those times back because it was so horrible. But it was so horrible at the time. But it was so normalized, I guess, that I didn't even realize how terrible it was.
Yeah.
And until I went to the eye doctor and I had to have my mom drive me there. My husband couldn't because he was drunk for the 12th day in a row or whatever. And they're like, oh, I had some sort of stress-related temporary blindness.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Something's got to give. I don't know if I would take that back or not, you know, if it would change everything else.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, I mean, you can, it's so cliche, but it is everything. Right. I mean, when you say, I'm glad that I'm, you know, like I just said, what the best of times are now. If I didn't have those other times,
right,
would I be now where I am now?
Right. We had to kiss our frogs and go through some hardships and appreciate things.
And the only, what I wrote is just seventh grade and stuff. If I could have just skipped the whole seventh grade.
You were so lonely.
I was very lonely.
We missed you so much.
Yeah. So there was that. And I remember just, you know, not even, like I said, I didn't want to go out to, it wasn't recess, lunch, to stand outside because I didn't have anybody to stand with. And so I just joined a bunch of clubs so I could stay inside against the building. It just sucked. So anyways, mine would be seventh grade. Daryl?
I kind of skipped over something, but can I go back to a time that I would go back to?
Sure.
I could go back to when I was 19. It was when I first met John, my best friend. The first night we ever met each other.
You made love.
Yes. Sweet, sweet love. No, it was crazy. The first time we met each other, we never stopped hanging out together. Mm-hmm. I mean, we never even knew each other. We got introduced to that. And he goes, you know, we hung out that night. He goes, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? I want to hang out. And we never not hung out after that. But if I could go back if I could skip a time in my life, I'd have to say from the time I was 5 to 6, and it's a personal reason. And thank you to an older sibling for ruining my life during that time.
I'm so sorry, honey. Well, let's go on to... No, just...
Isn't that wonderful when you meet your person, whether it's your best friend or your significant other or whatever, it's just so natural, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like when you're a little kid and you move to a new school and Sonny Nucci walks up to you and says, hey, you want to play? Fuck yeah, I do.
That's
crazy. It's awesome.
Lisa took me after John had passed away to get a reading done at Ashley, what is it?
Eli Ashby's
place. And the gal we were talking, I gave her no information whatsoever about who I was there to kind of reach out to, this and that. The gal hit everything pinpoint to the T. And then she goes, but you know, there's a reason why you guys were drawn to each other that first night, the first night you met each other and everything. She goes, this isn't the first time you guys have met each other and hung out. That's why your existence together was so close and so tight, because this has happened before.
Right. This isn't your first lifetime
and
together.
She goes, and it won't be the last. You guys will be together again. And I'm like,
oh, that's
I'm getting
beautiful.
The chills right now. But I remember reading, mm-hmm. she gave me a readout and I read that and I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
I pretty love incredible. That so much.
There you go. Well, that is all we have for the meat, the mayor entertainment
meet.
With bats and rats and rice. We will be back after this with our wow.
Wow.
It's time for the wow.
Your witches are doing it now. With talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals, this is the WoW.
Alrighty, guys, we are back for the WoW. And let me tell you how the WoW goes. We all have a little subject that we like to talk about. That's my, what's his name? Mr. Rogers.
Oh, okay.
You'll have something you'll want to talk about.
Your voice was very silky.
It was
Thank you very much. But, yeah, so, you know, we all talk about different stuff. I've got music this round, which is kind of cool because it started out music-y and it's going to end music-y with me. Mm-hmm. What you got, Lisa?
So mine this week is animals. And the topic, and this is from Top 10. I don't know what that is. But anyways, the subject is, this boy dressed up in a fancy suit to adopt his first dog.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Say that again.
This boy dressed up in a fancy suit to adopt his first dog. 9-year-old Cairo Hall turned his dog adoption into a truly special occasion. He arrived at Paw's Shelter of Central Texas wearing his fanciest suit to adopt Waylon, a sweet pit bull mix who had waited an astonishing 95 days for a new home. Cairo said he dressed up because adopting a dog was no ordinary moment. It was a milestone worth honoring. Waylon, after a few weeks in limbo, finally found a loving home and a longtime friend in Cairo. This story reminds us that every pet adoption is a big deal. It's about compassion, celebrating, and giving animals the respect you deserve. If you're thinking about adopting, why not dress up? It could mean so much to the pet, to you, or to everyone who hears the story.
God damn it, Lisa, I'm already crying. That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
You would, you know what's even cuter?
He's all proper.
See this kid.
Look at this kid.
Oh, baby.
Oh, wait a minute.
He has a gold lamé suit on.
That's from the PK Subban line. Look at this. That's a classy looking kid, man.
He is so cute, and so is the little dog, and they just love each other. When this is a picture of the two of them embracing.
Oh, they're darling.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Great story, Lisa.
That's a cool one.
Yay. You're the queen of the wow. Always.
Thank you. Shelley, how about you?
I have to follow that with this dumbass stuff. Okay, so this week, my well of wisdom is stupid criminals. So Fox 5 in Georgia says the world's dumbest criminal was a term used by Fox 5 News to describe Alifa Sumter, a 25-year-old woman wanted in Georgia for allegedly using a customer's stolen credit card information to pay court fines. So what happened? Sumter worked at a Whataburger drive-thru when a customer reported that his credit card information was used to pay $400 in court fines. Investigators searched records of paid fines and found that Sumter's information was used to pay the fines, yada, yada. Okay, so they issued a warrant. There's a probation violation. They issued felony warrants for identity theft and credit card fraud. So what did she do? After her story appears in the news, Sumter contacted police and asked to turn herself in. However, police learned that she had already went out of state. She already left. She's like, I want to turn myself in. Bye! So anyway, she's real dumb, but now she's got to pay a bunch of extra fines and she has to use her own money.
Well, she signed her own name.
The dumbest dummy that was ever dumb.
Right.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Oh my
and goodness. Like nobody's going to notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Good golly. That is dumb.
Do you want to hear about some cute animals?
No.
Okay.
Next time.
Okay, well, I think it's only appropriate. We started with Ozzy. We'll end with Ozzy. He did his final show was Back to the Beginning with Black Sabbath and numerous, numerous bands. I mean, Metallica was there. Anthrax was there. Alice in Chains. Slayer got back together to do some stuff. And there was super groups there. I mean, Haley from Hailstorm was with Jakey Lee. They did some songs. Just a cool lineup. And the guitarist from Rage Against the Machine is the one that put all the bands together and got the bands going. But I thought this was really cool. The concert ended up raising $190 million. And all the money was to different benefits or to different charities and stuff like that. But one was for the cure of Parkinson. They got a big chunk of it. Birmingham Children's Hospital and Acorn Children's Hospital and Children's Hospice hospital.
Whoa.
Got some good, some of that money. So it was cool that these bands, you know, the, these guys have a lot of, Guns N' Roses was there too as well. They have a lot of attitude. And it's cool to see them be able to get together this day and not want to dine from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was said there was another band, and it still hasn't been disclosed, said, we need to be paid for this. And so Sharon Osbourne said, well, guess what? You won't be attending.
She's a classy lady.
You will not be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so even Ozzy, he did an interview and he said one of his biggest things was being able to give that much money, you know, even to the to charities and stuff like that. So God rest you, Ozzy. You're still doing it. And that was a great – the show's going to be coming out. They're going to release it on a not a DVD, but they're going to stream it again.
Wonderful.
Oh, good.
A streaming. So,
what a lovely bookend to his life. And just to give a shout out to Daryl, you covered this story 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So you were ahead of the game time, knowing how important Ozzy's last days, show was.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And speaking of the charities or whatever, I'm selling T-shirts. Legends, if
those
you guys,
cool.
Ozzy T-shirts, the stuff. My designer is giving all of her profits to the
Parkinson's.
I'm sorry, Parkinson's.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
there is literally at least 2 dozen designs. And
yeah, there's
all
some really cool,
awesome,
ones.
Very cool.
Yeah. I just actually found a new one that I want, and I asked her if we could run that one too. That's the one I want.
What is it?
I'll show you.
Okay.
But it's really, really cool, and I'll put that on my page too. So get on the Legends page. Also, while we're at it, I don't know if you guys have noticed the last couple of weeks, we are now sponsored by advertising. And that's a great, great thing for us because it's put us kind of on the map to show that we're worthy of sponsors.
Having sponsors, yeah.
And that's amazing. But if you want to listen to the podcast without ads, join Patreon because we're going to start putting all of our ad-free episodes on Patreon so you can listen to it there without having to pay or having to listen through those ads. So if you want to join Patreon, we've talked about this before. That's one more perk. You can do so through the website or just get a hold of one of us and we'll help you through it.
And we're also having a Patreon party at the Brown Palace again at the end of the summer.
Yes, we are. So
now there's two reasons to join Patreon.
Yes. So that, I think we decided, is going to be the 30th?
Of August, yes.
Of August, yeah. It's a Saturday
night. 6 to 9
again. Yeah. So anyways, it'll be a potluck and fun times, and we're looking forward to that. Thank you again for listening. It means the world to us.
It sure does. You can join Patreon through Patreon or also on our website, which is goodwitch-badwitch.com. I think it's on the upper right-hand corner. It says join Patreon.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so do that.
Self-explanatory.
Because that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, this was really the best of time, guys.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you.
Sure,
great time.
Yeah, good idea. Stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out, yeah. Me hypnotized, yeah. Lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so.